Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
The Beach That Love Built by Ross Town, California, USA. In early 2004, our daughter nearly died. She spent a month in the hospital fighting for her life. Since then, Stephanie has had to deal with the disease as well as many side effects of chemotherapy, steroids, and other harsh medications. She has met each challenge, disappointment, and setback with courage and class. 18 months later, in October 2005, Stephanie dreamt of a party and a bonfire at the beach for her 16th birthday with friends, relatives, and her beloved dog, Ginger. It took a while, but we finally found a good beach with the necessary attributes of allowing dogs and bonfires, plus easy access. Then a week before her party, Stephanie's disease flared up and 15 glorious months of remission ended. Our friend Ian called the night before the party at 9 p.m. and turned our plans upside down. The small beach we'd selected and the surrounding beaches would host a 30,000-person event on party night, effectively closing them all. It was a party disaster in the making. We had researched. No other nearby beach would work. Our daughter had her heart set on having her dog and a bonfire at the beach, but as usual, she didn't complain. In her young life, she dealt with much worse things than a spoiled birthday party. This was just the final straw on a mountain of straws that broke the camel's back. She sat down and began to quietly cry. Stephanie quickly decided she'd rather have the party at our home so she could have her dog and bonfire. We called the invitees with the changed plans. When people arrived at 3 p.m., they found a small sign that read, "Welcome to Campbell Beach, where dogs and bonfires are welcome. Where the beach is small, the waves are so far away you must close your eyes to see them, but not so the love for Stephanie and her little dog, too. Happy birthday, Stephanie." Laid out before them was the smallest, goofiest beach imaginable, built with love. At a moment's notice, Ian and his wife Jamie had created a beach on our concrete driveway. They had arrived hours earlier with a car loaded down with 660 pounds of sand, palm trees, beach toys, fish netting, tiki torches, and much more. Our son Brian and his friend Eric had helped set everything up. The beach was built with so much love that it quickly became real to everyone there. The girls frolicked in the sand, enjoyed the bonfire, lit torches, and had a barbecue, built their own huge ice cream sundaes, and much, much more. The birthday girl was lifted up and her face was planted into her cake despite her laughing protest, which started a hilarious cake fight. As the girls laughed and played on the beach around the bonfire with our funny little dog, I felt for a moment that all was right in the world. I'm so very grateful to our friends for making our daughter's birthday wish come true.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.